This podcast is brought to you by AMD. AMD is the official technology partner of the Discovery Channel Pro Cycling Team. You're listening to another behind-the-scenes Team Discovery report from the Tour de France with PJ Rabis.
Hello from Paris. After the final stage of the 2006 Tour de France, a little bit strange to have this year's tour finally over. It seems like a long time ago that we began the journey in Strasbourg. All the craziness going around the start of this year's tour, some of the favorites going home, some of the favorites crashing out in the first week. A lot has happened. One big announcement, I guess, that has come out of the Discovery Channel camp is that on Sunday morning, Johan Bernil sat down the riders on the bus in their normal morning meeting, asked all the staff except for one of the other directors, Dirk De Mol, to step off the bus. And the announcement that came from the bus immediately following that was that Vyacheslav Ekimov, after 17 some odd years of professional racing, was going to be retiring at the end of this season, and that Sunday's trip into Paris would be his final trip. A little bit sad in the Discovery Channel team camp. We were also very happy for Eki. Johan also announced that Eki would now be moving on into a new role with the Discovery Channel team and as a assistant director as we go into 2007. So Eki's stepping off the bike and stepping into the car. So everybody really happy about Eki's role. George and a lot of the other guys were joking around about how things were going to be next year and having to ask Eki for permission and what races they could do and couldn't do. So a lot of smiles from the bus. And a really cool thing that the Peloton decided as a group was that they allowed Eki to ride on the front of the Peloton into Paris and onto the Champs-Élysées, which is a right normally left to the team that is holding the yellow jersey. And when I asked Eki about that afterwards, he said that a bunch of guys had talked about it in the Peloton and came up to him and said that they really wanted him to do that. And Floyd just said, you know, I don't care if you ride in on the front. It's no problem for me. He's like, I think it'd be great. And he's like, you can even win the stage if you want. So Eki thought that was pretty funny. And Eki came by the team bus area about 100 meters off the front of the Peloton, and a big smile on his face came by the start-finish line. For those of you who are watching, was waving a bit, and he said that was a really special experience for him. And then the racing went on, and Popo had been talking about on the bus that he wanted to try and win the stage. Tried his best with about a kilometer to go, put in a really big attack, but the speeds were really high. So unfortunately, he wasn't able to steal one more stage away from the sprinters, and the stage went to Torhashoft. The normal festival and festivities took place with all the jerseys being awarded and the team classifications and the sprinter jersey, mountain climber jersey, best young rider, and so on and so forth. So it was a unique day for the Discovery Channel team, a unique day for Johan Bernil's first time ever as a director, not winning and not coming into Paris in Team Car 1. He had never felt that feeling before. The team was really happy with what they had accomplished this year. The first year without Lance, they knew they were going to have some struggles. Some of the things that were talked about at the party last night, Discovery Channel team president Billy Campbell was there, Lance Armstrong was there, Bill Stapleton, the general manager of the team, was there, and they all talked about what life is going to be like now that we've gotten through this first year without Lance. And Billy Campbell from Discovery had commented on the fact that, you know, he's very confident that this team's going to be back up on that top step of the podium again. Lance also commented on that, saying how proud he was of the guys and everything that they had done, saying that, you know, a lot of teams, if you would tell them that they would have the yellow jersey at some point during the race and that they would win a stage of the Tour de France, that they would be extremely happy with that. Obviously, the Discovery Channel team has a long history of winning the Tour, so small victories like that just aren't as heartfelt as they are on some other teams, and just we have a lot higher expectations. So coming out of the 2006 Tour with the yellow jersey and a stage win, as we look back on that, was pretty exciting. And George Hincapie was really happy after a lot of years of working for Lance and finally being able to put on that yellow jersey and see what that's like and see how the other riders react in the Peloton and have the media surrounding the bus was pretty special to him. And in speaking with him last night, he told me that he was really looking forward to going home, even though he told me he wasn't going home. He's going to Dijon, where his wife, Melanie's family, lives, and he has one more month of racing in Europe, and then is racing in the U.S. Pro Championships come the end of August. And on that same note, Eki, this was his last Tour de France, but he still has two more races left. He has a one-day race as well as a multi-day stage race. So that's about it from here in Paris. The team He's really looking forward to the next month or two of racing Tom Danielson, racing the Tour of Spain at the end of August. Really looking good, training hard, and hopes to be on the podium, if not the top step of the podium. So going to be checking back in as we lead up to that race, as well as many other World Cup races and other multi-day stage races. So for all things Team Discovery Channel, check in at team.discovery.com. And until next year at the Tour de France, this is PJ Urbis signing off.